Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. The coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it.
Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, a man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
Matt, you played up there for the Pack. We don't like to bring it up, but Lawrence did bring it up twice earlier in the show, I'm just saying. But
he's not ashamed of the fact that he was an NFL player.
Well, maybe he should be, that he played for the Pack. The Menungai collision with Edgerrin Cooper.
Yeah. Menungai again.
Oh, my God. What impact. Oh, holy cow. What a run.
What about that hit? I mean, was that a piece of a helmet that went flying? Yeah. Well, the old black and blue division kind of feels like it today.
Oh, my God. Does it hurt more in the cold, and does it hurt more at Lambeau, or am I just projecting?
No, it hurts more in the cold. I think it hurts more in classic divisional football games. You know, the AFC North, the NFC North.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
This segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by McGrath Acura in Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath Acura. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Matt, how are things?
I'm great, guys. What's going on?
We are just hanging out here. Anthony is in today for Speaks, yeah. And so we're out here talking ball. Like, so look, why don't we get your opinion on one of the subjects we were talking about earlier? And that's the Bears run game and the trap blocking.
Oh, I thought you were going to go straight to Avengers.
No, I'm still trying. I actually think Bucky is a good call for Matt Bowen because Super Soldier, right?
Yeah.
You know, because all of you guys, like when I used to do the show with – when I used to do the show over at NBC, I would joke about working with the Avengers, and I'm Phil Coulson, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Right? Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. With Matt, I think that Bucky is a really good call. Super Soldier, you trust him, you like him.
Well,
don't cross him.
I mean, okay, so not Winter Soldier, but Bucky. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because in my head, I'm like, I don't know if Bo's got all Winter Soldier vibe to him. I was maybe more Captain America, but Bucky's a good one.
Yeah. And I mean, in the comics, Bucky was Captain America for a little, but that's a whole other story. So we were talking about the run game, and we were talking about the Bears and the trap blocking, which has been a big thing on social media,
sure,
where people have been like, well, look at Jonah Jackson get out there and destroy Mason Graham. So I want to get your thoughts on the design, first of all, and then the toughness that has been shown by Bears players to execute the design.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, the first thing with the trap block, and Anthony can tell you this better than I can, but if you are not blocked, okay, you better get your head turned around very quickly, because no one misses blocks on purpose in the National Football League. So if someone lets you go, that means they're trapping you. And you have to squeeze, you have to wrong arm, you have to force that ball to bounce. And if you don't, you saw what happened to Mason Graham. Okay, it's like a freight train on the tracks. And I'll tell you what, about this Bears running game, very versatile, right? You can see trap, you can see duo, you can see power. Obviously, we know about wide zone plus inside zone. I was actually went back today and watched some of their runs versus Green Bay in week 14. And I'll tell you what, right now in the NFL, no one utilizes tight ends in the run game better than Ben Johnson. What they do pre-snap on motioning and inserting into the line of scrimmage. So a tight end can start in a wing set and he can motion inside. It can be Komet, it can be Loveland, it can be Durham Smythe. All of a sudden, they're downhill immediately, inserting and leading on a linebacker. Or like we saw in the Philadelphia game, very unique wham blocks, of which are basically trap blocks, versus defensive tackles. And that's the way Ben Johnson creates blocking angles, the way he creates numbers at the point of attack. And I think even when you put it up against Sean McVay's run game and Kyle Shanahan's, right now, Ben Johnson, I think he's got the best run game in the league.
We've had a few years prior to this to evaluate Ben Johnson as a play caller and what he was doing with that Lions offense. And the run game was obviously so productive in Detroit. Has anything surprised you or perhaps impressed you even more than you anticipated in his first year calling this Bears offense and the way they've been able to run it?
Well, Anthony, I think it's the way he uses the run game to develop an identity of what his offense is. I think right now, if you would ask anyone, what do the Bears do great? They run the football very efficiently, very productively. And you can see in the second half of football games what that does to opposing defenses. You saw it versus Philadelphia. Obviously, you saw it against Cleveland, a low-level opponent. We understand that. But go back to the second half against Green Bay. Those were body punches. You know, if you're a fan of boxing, those are body punches late in the fight, right, that wear your opponent down. That's what Chicago does. It allows them to stay in football games, allows them to control tempo in football games. More importantly, in the second half, allows them to wear defenses down. What does that lead to? More play-action opportunities. Linebackers playing downhill when they're not reading correctly their run pass keys because they've been seeing run over and over and over again. And also, they're tired. They're extremely tired. They're physically worn out in the second half. And that is good football to me.
What does it take to get the specialist to buy into that run play concept? It's one thing to bring in a really good group of free agents, offensive linemen, and have them play tough. But when you're talking about tight ends and wide receivers and running backs,
right,
what does it take to get them to be like, yes, this is something that I want to do?
Well, the first thing, Lawrence, is very simply say, if you don't block, you're not getting the football, right? If you're not going to block in the run game, I don't have any use for you. You can't be on my team. You can't be in my football field. That's what I would say as a head coach. This is what we do, right? This is what our identity is. We are going to run the football. That's going to allow us to create explosive plays in the pass game. But if you're not going to do your job in the run game, I'm not throwing you the ball. That's the first thing. Second thing, I think it's belief in the head coach. And you can see this anytime they show the Bears post game in that locker room. Look at the faces of those players. Look how they look at their head coach. We don't talk about this stuff enough. We always talk about X's and O's, and I understand that's a huge part of the football game. But the emotional part, the motivational part of a football team and how they look at their head coach, that tells you buy-in. And then you see it on the field on Sundays. That tells you even more that these players are bought into what they want to be as a football team.
Is there a squad that you've been a part of at this level? Because the ability to continue improving into December, it strikes me that the Bears have to continue to put fundamental work in on the practice field. And you get to this point in the season, and especially some high-dollar players, you don't want to tax them too much on the practice field. You need that money ready for game day. Let's focus on meetings. Let's not be padded up. And Ben Johnson obviously being smart about the way they go about it, but when we get to the point where we're looking at the depth of this roster, guys being able to step in and play well, and even the guys who've been out there a lot, the way that Luther Burden is obviously a better football player now. Colston Lovin, better football player now. Chief amongst them, Caleb Williams, a better football player now. How do you think the Bears are going about continuing to do what Ben Johnson told us, to be playing their best football right now?
Well, Anthony, to answer your first question, be a part of a team like that. That was my second year in Washington, 05. And we were 5-6. We were 5-6, and no one was talking about us. We won 5 straight to get into the playoffs. And that was Joe Gibbs. And with Joe Gibbs back then, when there weren't many rules about practice structure, we hit every day. We had inside run, extended inside run period. We hit every day. And you're 5-6 football team, and if you still want to hit, that shows buy-in. Now, obviously, we had Clinton Portis. We had a run game. It sounds very similar, right? We had an outstanding defense under Greg Williams that took the football away. It sounds very familiar, right? We went on a run, won 5 straight, beat Tampa in the divisional round. We went out to Seattle, and we lost. Seattle went to the Super Bowl, and they ended up losing to Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. But that's what it reminds you of in terms of a buy-in and playing your best football in the second half of the season. Anthony, you know, Coach Ferentz talks about it all the time at Iowa. You know, if you look at Kirk's teams and how they played during the second half of seasons, fundamentally better. Doesn't mean, look, I was at the Oregon game. Doesn't mean you're beating Oregon, but fundamentally better, improvement at the quarterback position. Those are signs that you're still teaching, you're still coaching, and there's total player buy-in.
This pass game has also evolved, and partially because of what the run game has been able to do. It seems simplistic, the idea of we'll run the ball and then we'll have play action off of that, and that'll offer our quarterback easier looks to make reads and make throws. It does boggle my mind a little bit that more coaches don't look at it that way. But I feel like, and I brought it up last week, and you and I talked about it, Matt, I do feel like we're getting back to a place of pro-style offense is back in vogue, and it's because of guys like Mike McDaniel and Ben Johnson and Sean McVay, that seeing guys that are willing to really emphasize the run game and then say, okay, we can build off of this. This gives us an advantage of what it is that we want to do in the pass game.
I agree, Lawrence. You're seeing that more with the play calling in the pass game with Caleb Williams over the last probably 3 to 4 football games. More play action, more boot, getting into the edges. We're seeing a lot more boot. Why? Because defensive ends are chasing the run. They're crashing on the edges, leaving the edge open for Caleb, for him to get outside and have a true run pass option. Also a layered read that becomes a timing throw. I think you're seeing also with Caleb more timing when he gets to the top of the drop. Last week, I thought, given the conditions, and look, the Cleveland defense is still a very good defense. It's a poor football team in general, but their defense, very well coached, a lot of talent. His ability to throw on time and outbreaking concepts. Lawrence, we talked about that back in September and October, how he was late with the football and the ball location was erratic. It's getting better. It's improving. You have to see that as a fan. You have to see that as someone who studies the game. It is improving. I thought that was one of his best days as a thrower, not in terms of the total production, but just in terms of the variety of throws he had to make to multiple platforms, but also throwing from the pocket on time. Now, look, there's still a couple plays, if you watch that tape, where his eyes drop, it leads to a sack, he's got an open check down, doesn't see it. Again, those are coaching points you improve on with continued more reps in this offense. But right now, he is improving. I think to your point, Lawrence, it is a complete football team in terms of their offensive structure.
Right, that 4th-and-3 around midfield where it looked like he had Komet in the flat on one of those moments.
That's the one.
You know, you think about that, and you hope this all kind of becomes muscle memory where these are reps that he learns from. And I think back to that game against the Eagles where he had that hero post concept where he tried to get it backside. It was rolling right and tries to get it to Olamide Zaccheaus in the end zone and just kind of narrowly misses it. And then the play of plays that the entire football world is talking about, what ends up being a 22-yard touchdown to DJ Moore, but a rope that he throws 30 yards in the air straight after a takeaway. I was telling Lawrence earlier, just when Dante Culpepper was kind of in his heyday and his pure arm strength just had guys in the secondary relax for a moment because they couldn't believe he could get the ball as far as he would sometimes downfield to Randy Moss. And the distance that pass traveled from Caleb wasn't that, but it almost seemed to me like maybe the secondary just didn't believe he was going to put the football where he did on that one.
I agree. And, you know, the reason Caleb made that throw is because he can. That's the best answer I can give, right? Because he can make that throw. Not many guys in the league can. I'll make him make it right now. Mahomes, Allen, Herbert. You know, Rodgers, younger in his career, for sure. But that is an arm talent throw. That is a confidence throw. That is having natural instincts as a playmaker outside of the pocket. A lot of traits go into making that throw, but ultimately he made it because he can. Because he's a difference maker as a thrower.
Let's talk about confidence. I want to stay right there with Caleb Williams and confidence. I think that we've seen an uptick in confidence from Caleb as a player and even the guy behind a microphone now. When a quarterback reaches a point where they're not searching, and it's not to say that Caleb can't improve. He can always get better. But I think that we're at a really interesting inflection point with him. When a quarterback gets confident, what does that do for the rest of the team?
Well, I think you look at him in specific situations knowing that he can make a play for you. That's the most important thing. When it comes time for crucial moments in the football game, if you're his teammate, you want him to have the ball in his hands. I go back to when I play in Green Bay. Look, I'm not comparing the players. But in critical moments in Green Bay, who do you think we wanted to have the ball? Brett Favre. Right? Because we knew he could make the play. Doesn't mean he made it all the time, but we knew he could make the play to win the football game. I think you're starting to see that a little bit more in terms of his confidence. I go back to Green Bay, Lawrence, and how many times he escaped pressure and extended a play and gave his team an opportunity on that play. Because I looked at the numbers, and obviously Micah Parsons is not playing this week, but Micah Parsons had 7 pressures in that football game. 7. And Caleb had to navigate that for 4 quarters. And he did. And he brought his team to a point where they almost won the football game. He didn't make the play that time, right? But to go back to Anthony's point, he made the play last week on that throw. He made multiple plays last week. So you know as a teammate that right now your quarterback is developing. He's developing as a leader, both on and off the field, to your point, Lawrence. And also he's putting himself in position to win football games for you.
In addition to those 7 pressures that Micah Parsons had himself, he probably induced, a handful of other pressures from teammates because of the way he impacted the pocket. Without Parsons available in this game, how different is the Packers' defense?
It's extremely different. I think it's a game-changing injury. There's no question. Green Bay went and got Micah Parsons to win a Super Bowl championship. That's why I went and got him. Because he is the ultimate difference maker outside of Myles Garrett in the NFL right now. Those two right there. Are completely, I mean, I would say they're at the top, you know, in terms of difference-making, disruptive ability, what they can do to close out football games in the fourth quarter. So their defense is dramatically different. And I'm very curious to see how Green Bay plays it. You know, it's very easy to sit back in zone coverage, get to depth, eyes in the quarterback, when you have pass rushers that consistently get home and create chaos. But if you don't have that, does Green Bay have to bring more pressure this week? Do they have to play more man coverage? You know, it'd be very interesting, that chess match this week with Ben Johnson versus the Green Bay defense. Seeing how it plays out in the first 15, and as we start to get into the flow of the game, second quarter, start of the second half, what Ben Johnson can do based on the new tendencies of the Green Bay defense, because they will have new tendencies.
If you're them, what are you designing to blitz Caleb? Like, what do you think of all of the different schemes that teams have thrown at him? What's been the most effective?
Well, I think you have to keep him in the pocket. You know, when Caleb gets outside the pocket, you're in trouble. And we've seen that time and time again. I think you have to bring slot pressure, edge pressure. Because I don't, you know, when you play a quarterback like Caleb Williams, just playing someone like a Mahomes, a Josh Allen, when you bring A and B gap pressure and you don't contain in the edges, they escape. And now the play extends. Now you're in trouble. Now you're trying to match coverage down the field with a lot going on. So very different than a pocket throw versus a pocket thrower. You want to bring A and B gap pressure because they're not looking to escape. You want to take away their ability to step up and reset their platform in front of you, right? That's what you want to do. But versus a player like Caleb, it's more edge pressure to keep him in that pocket.
I was saying this to Lawrence and the guys off air a little bit early. I don't even think I brought it up on the air yet, but my impression of the ceiling of this team has kind of constantly evolved throughout the year. Just for kind of every couple of weeks, it's one thing to keep winning games, and it's impressive and it's difficult to win games. But kind of these last 2 games, I was thoroughly impressed with what they did against the Eagles. The Eagles, frankly, weren't playing that well. I was even more impressed by the Bears because the Packers played well in that game, and the Bears outplayed them in the second half of it. So, like these last few, my impression of their ceiling is changing kind of rapidly. Are you in a similar place? How do you see the ceiling of this team right now?
I agree, Anthony. It went from a team that you wanted to see compete to a team that you think that can compete for a playoff spot, to a team now you think can win games in the postseason. That's where I'm at. With their coaching and their talent and their ability to take the ball away on defense especially, they're in a position, if they get into the dance, which I think they will, they can win playoff games. Look at how different it is. Go back to August, when everyone in the world said that the Bears needed to add a running back, right? Everyone said that.
They didn't have enough
in this roster.
Hand up.
Yeah, didn't have enough. You know, but look what they've done with Swift and Mununga. And the interior of that offensive line, the play call, the usage of the tight ends. You know, so that's why you always have to let these seasons play out. Because to Anthony's point, we were talking earlier, the team that we saw in August is not the team that we're watching right now. The team we're watching right now will not be the team we're watching in the playoffs. Teams develop. They go both ways. I've been on teams that have been great and that have completely fallen apart in the last month of the season and in the playoff situation. But to Anthony's point right now, this is a team where you would say the arrow is pointing up.
Matt, as always, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for jumping on the show.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Bo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.